Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. Not that it feels pointless, but if we don't just say Taylor Swift, I mean, what else is happening in the world? Sincerely, it's crazy. She owns everything in terms of the news cycle. She's breaking records already. They're just waiting to continue to announce more records being broken. She surprised the world. 11 p.m. Chicago time Thursday night, her album came out. And then at 1 a.m. Chicago time, she was like, oh, by the way, here's a whole second album. And I wouldn't be surprised if tonight she's like, I got another one. Like, she could just keep going.
Well, that's my question for you guys, because I truly have no idea. Just like, okay, so we know we have the video coming out at 7. She's teased that.
Yep.
Okay. Again, I'm sticking by the fact that I think the biggest attention grabber would be Coachella. She doesn't need it. Coachella would love to have her.
And
have
you
Lana
still
Del
think
Rey.
Lana Del Rey, right?
I still think she would come out during that. Or do we all think, no way? Is she just sitting at home? What's the next surprise?
I mean, if she's at her house in L.A., she'd go out to her helicopter. They'd fly her to the desert where Coachella is. So I don't know. Now, V, did you stay up and listen to the album?
No, I did not. But I really did have trouble sleeping last night knowing it was coming out.
It was like
I did. And I did wake up earlier than usual so that I could listen to at least like 8-ish songs before I came in. I think there's just such a huge frenzy. I think if she goes to Coachella, it's just going to be a shout out from Lana Del Rey from the stage to her. There's no like her going up there talking, no, like, or singing, nothing.
Interesting.
But I just don't get how Taylor, like, how is she not tired? Like, I'm so tired just by listening to Taylor, let alone being Taylor.
That's the story with Caitlin Clark. Like, in every presser, the comments are all like, let this woman go to sleep. Because then everyone's just like, I'm just happy to be in Indiana. It's great.
Right.
So I can't imagine Taylor.
Taylor never joins anyone.
Yeah, my only theory on this, the only reason I have it, is because of how she brought her up on the Grammy stage.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so so odd to do, you know what I mean, without there being some kind of payoff. I don't know. It could have just been a random thing. I have no idea. But I'm like, okay, they're friends. She's talked about wanting to see her.
Right.
No one talked about her being at the show last Friday, but she was at the other people's shows. So
no,
that's
but Lana Del Rey gave her a shout out at Coachella at the last event.
That she was there?
Yeah, she was like, and Taylor Swift's like out there. Like, she did a little shout out to her. Justin Bieber was there right in front of Taylor.
Okay, so that picture was from that set.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah.
Everything I read was like, she saw the bleachers, she saw the DJ set, but I never got confirmation. So then, yeah, I don't
know.
Interesting.
Wasn't Lana on her album?
Yeah, they did that Snowing on the Beach song.
In Midnights?
Yeah.
Or in a different one?
I think it's Midnights.
Yeah.
Or Taylor just, you know, that's the thing. She could debut the video there, or she could just be sleeping. She could just be posting and sleeping from her bed.
Well, we know she's not at the Met Gala because Whip had that breaking.
Big breaking news from TMZ. They're not going.
No, they're not going.
Are they going to the Mets game? That question has not been answered yet.
You never fulfilled that.
Well, I didn't have an answer. I didn't want to lie.
If you listen to the album, there's a deep cut track. She sings, "Beat the Mets."
Right.
That's what's right there.
You never know.
Now, I noticed. I didn't know this was the thing, but the headline about the Met Gala was that she and Travis have not officially made their red carpet debut yet, which is like a Hollywood thing of you going. So I hope they go to the grand opening of like Best Buy or something.
In Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Maybe she'll come to his festival that he does in the summertime.
Right, he's got his summertime.
She was not at his podcast recording.
But again, her tour, I think, kicks off, we said, May 9th, back in Paris.
Right, so she's like, I would really want to be there, babe,
Yeah, sorry, hon. Well, we'll see. We want to send you to see her in Indianapolis, so be listening. All day today, we gave away your tickets. All day Tuesday, more qualifiers to win the tickets to see Taylor Swift live in Indianapolis. Enjoy your weekend with Taylor Swift and The Mix. She's going to be on here all weekend long, so enjoy it. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Listen to The Morning Mix weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix or on our free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And that's it. We'll see you tomorrow or Monday or whenever you're listening to this. We'll see you on The Mix.